This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
You know, the last caller from Texas asked a question that I could spend the whole show on. How do you try to get into the media nowadays, especially with all the censorship and social media? If you start, say, a gardening show and then do it for a few months and then work in some other news, maybe some shooting, and then start making political commentary while you're shooting, the leftists, the bots will kind of go over you. You could build a big following. You could do stuff like spelunking and, you know, talk about it, or you're this urban spelunking, or people go into old areas of Detroit and stuff and, you know, shoot videos about that. Pretty much anything interesting. I'm trying to give you, like, side angles of how I get into media. Or people go in and they scuba around in these clear rivers and find all this urban treasure. And then you can tag on a political movement and a website where you push people off the big top social media sites to your own site, where you then can really be yourself and do what you want. InfoWars has built systems where we have our own audio, our own video. We're trying to categorize it better. We're about to redesign the sites and have something that's easier to access. But it just takes a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of energy. I would say that, I mean, that question again, the quickest way to get an audience is to be passionate about what you are talking about and what you believe in, and to end up being accurate over time, and to just keep doing what you're doing, and to do it for the right reason, that you don't care about building an audience, you just care about speaking the truth. I mean, anybody could start it, but what they call, you know, a local news station, Central Valley News, or whatever, and then you just go out and show city council meetings, and county commissioner meetings, and school meetings, or the state house, and if you get good video and get good interviews and show good exchanges and have a good logo, people will start going to your site. Hey, find out more at Central Valley News. That's just a hypothetical. Just some random name. Sure, there is a Central Valley News. There's probably 50 of them. But that's how, and then pretty soon you get some sponsors, and then you're able to expand what you're doing. But you're not going to get blackballed as fast as somebody like me, who is politically seen as getting Trump elected. So people like Paul Watson and others, we're targeted because we're effective and because we've been doing this for a long time. Paul for 19 years. I've been doing it for 25 years. People think of me doing this a long time. I approached Paul right after 9/11, so about 18 and a half years ago. And, you know, Paul started Summit.News. And it's not as blackballed as bad as InfoWars or Prison Planet. And so his site, on average, he was telling me, has about 4,000 users on it at any one time. That's exciting. That's 4,000 people, yeah, on average at any one time are at Summit.News. Well, that's exciting. So I told Paul he ought to make it more personal, you know, with him doing live feeds. And but he likes to write 15 articles a day and do the rest of that. But that's really what it comes down to, is if you want to get into media, I would say just do it. Let's say you got some family land, you got some firearms. Go out, talk about firearms, talk about cleaning firearms, talk about firearm safety. You know, shoot some stuff up, videotape it, put it out on YouTube. Then that'd be, you know, superstar level, and that'll start gaining you followers. I mean, I'm not telling you go the gun direction. That's just one of the easiest ones that already has a built-in audience. And it's something that's interesting, because I know what I watch. I watch fishing videos and urban treasure hunting videos and scuba diving videos and shark videos and gun cleaning videos and stuff like that. I don't watch really any mainstream media anymore. I watch some so-called news, but it just all gives me a headache. I like watching real, regular people. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars. Super special. Emergency special. 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down. Evil is real, and people need to stop denying its existence. You have people like the Night Stalker, the Nightcrawler, other famous serial killers that go out and do the most horrible things you can imagine because they have a dark energy, a dark force inside of them that wants to hurt innocents. And as soon as you realize that the force behind globalism is an anti-human, post-human construct, the sooner we have a chance of turning it around. And I say that because even though I've known this for a long time, it's still really hard to believe. It's hard to come to grips with. Here's a little piece that Darren McGreen put together to the tune of Judas Priest's Nightcrawler dealing with psychopaths. And we'll go to your phone calls.
So when do we cut off abortions? At what week?
I think at 3 years old.
I look at everything from a child's perspective. I got prisons full of children.
I'm not an animal. I'm not crazy.
I think most humans have in them the capacity to commit murder.
See you in Disneyland.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
Get to this yesterday. There was a big article on InfoWars.com that we linked to that announced that the big new initiative of the National Library Association will be teaching LGBT tolerance to children through drag queen story time. And they're teaching 20,000 librarians to carry it out under grant auspices, and that the children, of course, will now learn to ride horsey on the men's laps. We showed you that last week. People could not believe it. The children now are encouraged to hump the men. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, humping men in public. This is how pedophilia, the grooming, is done. If that isn't satanic, if that isn't evil, I don't know what is. Now, let's go right back to your phone calls ahead of Caitlin Bennett joining us in studio. Let's go to Trent in Arizona, then Eric and others. Trent, thanks for calling. We're talking about the White House social media summit. Trump says he's taking action. I sure hope he does.
Me too, but it kind of showed, I do love Trump, but it kind of showed his ignorance yesterday in his speech a little bit. So thankfully, Josh Hawley knows what's going on. And
I was about to say, I didn't want to say that, but Trump doesn't have a clue about how the internet works. Why don't you explain it to him?
Well, I think you've done a good job of explaining it. You can just tell, though, in his speech, oh, I just see my followers go up and down. Yeah, well, it's a lot more involved than that. You know, they're actually banning people like yourself from social media altogether. Oh, I might have actually won the election even if I didn't have social media. Bull, that's not true.
Oh, he would have 100% barely won because of the massive election fraud. He had a landslide. But without social media, he would have lost. Absolutely.
But what I wanted to say is, as I was watching the White House social media summit, to me, it showed the true power of InfoWars, because I'm looking and I'm seeing Brandon Tatum. Oh, I started following him after seeing him on InfoWars. James O'Keefe, Joy Villa, Diamond and Silk, Jack Posobiec, Cassandra Fairbanks, all people that have been on InfoWars and got a huge following after being on your show. And no offense to anybody, but it is unfortunate that you weren't invited, although I did hear Ali Alexander say that you might have some meeting with Trump in the future. I don't know.
Well, let me say this. I think Trump did the right thing by not inviting me, only because it would have become the entire event. And yes, most of these personalities either got their initial launch or their big boost from InfoWars. But listen, do we forget who really gave Project Veritas the boost, or who really gave Joy Villa the boost, or who really gave the boost to InfoWars? It's Matt Drudge. And so he's the guy. I mean, why wasn't Matt Drudge invited? Well, I guarantee you Matt Drudge is at the White House all the time. So he doesn't need to be invited. It's kind of good to be behind the scenes. And so just let me assure you that if I would have thrown a fit, they would have probably let me be there. But I just didn't want to do that. I want to take the high road. You saw that Ezra screaming at Trump saying, do something now about censorship. He tweeted 4 InfoWars links out the next day. We had the White House call us and say, what are some links you want us to send out? But again, that's the pat on the head. I don't want to be given morphine while I'm being killed. I don't want to be killed politically. And so I'm not saying Trump's bad, but he hands out these little, you know, lollipops after you go to the dentist and get your tooth worked on. I don't want that. I want to see big tech broken up. They are out of control.
Absolutely. It would have been nice to see you confront that guy in the Rose Garden, though. That would have been great.
Don't you love how the CNN guy threatens to take the guy outside, and as soon as the guy runs over, Gorka runs over, he cowers? Again, they're all talk.
Isn't that the same guy that tried to fight Mike Cernovich?
It is, yes.
I thought so.
By the way,
yeah.
When you look at these mainline reporters, they all look like they're, I'm sorry to say, are mentally retarded.
Mentally retarded crypt keepers.
It's something else. All right. Well, I appreciate your call. Really great points, Trent. My biggest frustration is that the average conservative is such a nice person that they project on everybody else that the country's okay. No, it's not okay. This country is in critical condition. And we've got a chance to save it. But we're in critical condition. And just because Trump got in doesn't mean anything if we don't deal with these globalists. The globalists are openly trying to overthrow the country. You can't parlay or make deals with them. They're openly saying, shut down all talk radio. Members of Congress are saying that. They're saying, arrest me. They're saying, Alex Jones being taken off the internet is essential to America's survival. Senator Warner has said that. Senator Wyden has said that. Senator Murphy has said that. Senator Blumenthal has said that. And then everybody sits around debating whether we're being censored or not. Eric in the great state of California, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you, Alex. I just wanted to start by saying I've been a huge fan of yours ever since I saw Police State 1. That must have been about 15 years ago. And I think you're an excellent filmmaker, and I'm hoping to see more films from you in the future. I know you've been doing a lot of live stuff, but
we need to do more films. We need to put them out. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I also wanted to talk about the social media summit, and I felt like there wasn't enough emphasis on YouTube, because, I mean, YouTube's really where it's at. And you look at, you know, right away when they started the censorship, they started going after the Proud Boys streams and your guys' streams, because you always have the boots on the ground, and you're showing what's really happening in real time. And the mainstream media can't control the narrative when you you guys are live streaming.
Well, that's it. They want to be able to have Antifa attack a bunch of innocent people, but every time we show the footage, it blow their operation. And so now they've banned anybody that tries to live stream at an Antifa event. That's why you've got to create duplicate streams that you use at those that aren't on your IP address.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't do much live streaming myself, but I just really hope we could keep the message going.
But brother, that's what I'm saying, Eric. You're just as smart as I am. You're probably better than I am. We need all of you to start a generic-sounding news site. Like, what town do you live in?
San Diego.
So something like San Diego News Unlimited or something. And you go out and cover some generic stuff, some whatever, gun shows, whatever. You go, and then all of a sudden, boom, you've got a profile they're not watching. Now you're able to live stream at events just as a reporter and show what's happening with no political bias. It will still devastate them. Exactly what you just said, Eric. The fact that you even exist, the fact that there's a camera there showing what happened, doesn't allow mainstream media to distort and lie. Any other points, my friend?
Yeah, I just want to say it's a war zone out here in California, so we're hanging on strong.
Hold on, don't hang up. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you. We're going to take more calls with Caitlin Bennett. Stay there, Eric. I want to hear what California's like.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Hey, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to continue with your calls, Eric and Matt and Ernie and Hassan and a few others. And again, Alex Jones here back live. We have Caitlin Bennett here with us, who has her own great site and reaches hundreds of millions of people online on Twitter and YouTube and other platforms for now, Caitlin Bennett. But she got told last week, do not link to anything Alex Jones. In fact, don't wear an Alex Jones shirt. And so 7 months ago, she'd worn an InfoWars shirt, and they told her, oh, do that again, we'll ban you. And then you were telling me that you guys got harassed in public again. What's some of the stories you're going to be covering here?
So we're going to talk about I went to the Home Run Derby in Cleveland because my fiancé loves baseball, and liberals just can't stand seeing a conservative enjoying their life, you know, breathing, being happy. They can't stand it, so they decided to harass and attack him and flung his phone, broke the case, all that good stuff, and then they ran away. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Instagram and the social media censorship. You can't even wear a InfoWars logo on your shirt, or they'll take it down for hate speech. I think we should get into the social media summit a little bit, and I'll just go with the flow.
And they also say that none of this is happening at the same time. There's no censorship while they call for it, while they carry it out.
Well, when I was with you in D.C. for the Google hearing, there were Democrat congresspeople up there saying, as you're sitting in the audience, saying, there's no conservative censorship going on. That's not happening. Let's not pretend that that's going on like it's a conspiracy theory, when Google has admitted that's what they're doing. YouTube has admitted that's what they're doing. They're doing it to Elijah Schaefer, slightly offensive. That's crazy news right there. They're just doing it to everybody. So it's disingenuous, and it's disgusting that they just lie.
Why do you think the lying has intensified? I mean, it's like AOC saying there was nobody at the 4th of July event last week, and then saying that it was doctored photos and video when it was obviously wasn't doctored. It was all over all the networks in live time, or saying people are drinking out of toilets, or saying now that Pelosi is a Nazi because Pelosi won't do what she says.
With social media, I think what Trump maybe doesn't understand completely is that social media is why he won. It's because we were able to break away from the fake news, from the mainstream media, and we were able to see the lies that's going on. So we don't have to just take their word for it. People can go out and investigate on their own. They can report on their own. They can post things on their own on social media platforms. So they have to lie because we're just exposing them. We're seeing that, you know, they can go from these little lies, and then when we expose them, they have to make them even bigger to seem like we were lying in the first place. So it's just this, it just keeps going and going and going. They have to lie to try to break us down and try to make us give up. But we're not going to give up. We're going to keep exposing them. We're going to make sure that they don't get away with it.
And you just laid it out. First, they started demonetizing people 6-7 years ago a little bit. Then they would totally demonetize. Then they would shadow ban. Then they would demonize. Then they would totally ban. And then once you're totally banned, they really start lying about you. And now Facebook had terms of service that they changed it back, saying, we're going to allow people to organize your murder, which is really what Facebook is for, is overthrowing countries. So they're really showing us what they're planning.
So I love that. So if Paul Joseph Watson wouldn't have posted their new policy about that, they wouldn't have overturned it. And that's the great thing about social media. That's why they want everybody to be banned that's going to point out these things, is because if we are taken off, then we can't expose these policies where they say that they can organize murder against people on their dangerous individuals list. You're not a dangerous individual. Paul was not a dangerous individual.
But even if you, quote, were, you can't organize in a gang extrajudicially to promote the murder of someone or to call for their murder. And that's the thing, though. Is that we didn't have NewsWars.com and we didn't have InfoWars.com and this radio show, TV show, we wouldn't have been able to get that out because Paul's been taken off Facebook and everywhere else. We wouldn't have been able to tell people and they wouldn't have reversed it.
Absolutely, and that's the point. That's why social media is so important, because we can expose these things. You know, how far would they have taken it if Paul wouldn't have seen that? How far would they have taken it? You know, would they be advertising, you know, people to go out and hurt you, or Paul Joseph Watson? Would they be advertising instead of just kind of throwing it in their, to their new policy? Who knows how far they're going to take it? They're mad that Trump's going to win in 2020, and they have to make sure that his supporters aren't there, aren't even alive.
That's right. And they were always planning to control what you say and do. They were always. I've got mainstream articles here today that we'll cover when we come back, admitting that Google employees listen to you in your home under orders every day over the Google assistants. Well, of course they do. That's always been the plan, is to get you to accept stuff beyond 1984. Eric in California got cut short by the break. I wanted him to hold over. Eric, you were saying that it's a war zone in California. Please elaborate.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. It's unbelievable. You know, I'm born and raised in San Diego. I've lived here for well over 30 years, and I've just seen the decline. You know, every year it gets worse, more and more homelessness, more and more gang violence, and it just seems like there's no interest to do anything about it over here. And the worst part is that 99% of the state is actually conservative. So we have these small pockets of Democrat-run cities that are just walking all over us, and they're systematically taking control of the entire state.
I mean, by the way,
in Orange, go ahead.
I've criticized California myself before, but it's the same thing with Texas. They come in, they get the cities, then they engage in election fraud, and then it's over. These are criminal groups that want illegal aliens to vote. And so Texas is turning blue as well. You're absolutely right. How do you ever break the back, though, of the election fraud?
I have no idea, because, you know, now Jerry Brown passed a law that allows for vote harvesting. And I just have a feeling it's going to get even worse. I mean, you look at what happened in Orange County during the midterms. And Orange County was 99% Republican during the primaries, and they flipped every single seat.
That's right. So California is almost completely blue now, despite the fact that you can't swing a stick and not hit a conservative when you're there. What's going to happen with the exodus, though? There's definitely a brain drain out of the state.
I don't know. You know, the only thing that I can see is that things get so bad that eventually people start waking up, you know. I mean, California used to be the place to be, you know, back, you know, under Reagan, you know.
It's a beautiful state. Caitlin, let me ask you this. Why do you think blue cities are always so hellish? Because they really are just covered in feces and needles and crime now.
Well, they're sanctuary cities. You can't take out the people who are coming in and causing these type of things. They are controlled by liberal politicians who control the police force, tell them not to act on things. I interviewed a Latina person, a Latina Trump supporter, at the 4th of July parade, and she said that you can see all of the illegal immigrants all over her city, but the police are just staring at them, not doing anything, because it's a sanctuary city. But if she were to jaywalk, she would get a ticket, or she would get in trouble. And the police looked her right in the face and told her about that. And we have...
That's right. Citizens are second class. In fact, I was just hearing that L.A., because the homeless problem is going to forgive all warrants on the homeless, and illegal aliens are already above the law.
Absolutely. It's disgusting. I don't know how we've gotten to the point where Democratic politicians care more about non-citizens than they do about the people who are actually going to vote.
Well, it's because they're exploiting them as well. Eric, God bless you. Appreciate your call. Great points. Okay. We're going to come back and get some more calls as well, but we're going to get into you being attacked at this baseball game. And when we've got the video of this, it's coming up with Caitlin Bennett on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Please remember, the only way people see this information that the globalists and big tech hope they don't see is for you to share it via text message, via email, and via word of mouth from InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
And Caitlin Bennett riding shotgun with us. She wants to get into the social media summit. She wants to get into going out in public. A lot of fans, but also some enemies. Why is the left so hateful? What are they going to do next? And your phone calls. And then I've got huge Jeffrey Epstein news that I haven't even gotten to yet. We're going to cover that coming up, start of the next segment, and your calls. Get into what happened, the baseball game you went to just a couple days ago. We'll play some of these clips.
Yes, so I went to the Home Run Derby that was in Cleveland. And I know nothing about baseball, but my fiancé loves it, so we went. And it's in Cleveland, and that's where I'm from. So a lot of people recognize me, a lot of enemies, like Alex said, but also a lot of fans. But I encountered the enemies that day. The stands cleared out after the Mets won, and this guy recognized me, a man, a male who is supposed to respect women and who is supposed to protect women, who is supposed to act like a man, gets his phone out, and he starts harassing me, telling me I suck. He's flipping me off. He's cussing at me. So I get out my phone, and, you know, I record him doing all of this stuff. I ended up having to run into the women's restroom to get away from him because he started following me. So I went into the women's restroom, and as I'm going in there, a group of girls recognized me, too, and they were so drunk, just wasted, acting like complete idiots. And so I go into the bathroom, and my fiancé's outside. He's like, don't come out yet. They're still here. And I was like, you know what? Go up to him. Tell him to leave me alone. Tell him to stop, because they were talking about me. They were talking about what they were going to do when I get out.
And let's be clear. You guys always turn the other cheek. You show how vicious they are. And so, you know, your fiancé, you know, honors your wishes not to, you know, really get involved too much, but he's a tough guy. But now you're watching a baseball game, and you're getting cornered.
And I'm just so sick of that. I shouldn't have to run into a bathroom to get away from people who are trying to either hurt me, because I don't know what these people's intentions are. They can act nice to your face, but the second they just get pumped up, they will attack you. They will attack. It's like something is wrong in their brain, just switches, and they will
attack. They're like mad dogs.
Yeah, they'll attack out of nowhere. So he starts recording them, like, I can hear you talking about her. Leave or I'm going to get an officer. Like, you can't harass people. This is private property. You can't be acting like this. There are rules on the stadium about harassing patrons. And then they realize that he's recording them, knows that the camera's on there. He says, this is the intolerant left, and she just hits him, hits his phone right out of his hands, goes flying like 6 feet. I walk out. I'm like, where's this girl at? Let's go. I'm so tired of people getting away with hitting him, hitting me, and nothing gets done about it. And of course, I can't do anything. I can't defend myself. I can't, you know, go on the offense because
well, there's so many videos of you and others where they're attacking you and the police come over and say, you've got to leave when you're just walking down the street.
Oh,
because the left is angry and they're allowed to attack a nice, well-spoken female reporter.
Exactly. They hate me. They hate it. Somewhere.
And Tommy Robinson has been sent to prison. They go, well, he's in contempt. Oh, really? Well, what about the other guy that did Hitler dog as a joke? And now he's facing prison time. This is a police state of the left.
And they take it literally, like the left, they take it literally as if we are damaging this country, as if we're out to hurt and murder people. So I think that's why they're just trying to attack.
Well, what they are is low IQ, stupid gang member type people who think they're God. And so, you know, you've heard of driving while black. Well, what about going to a baseball game while being pro-Trump or conservative because they recognize Caitlin Bennett? Here's some of the clips. That guy is. What a wimp. He's like a mental patient.
This is how men act in 2019. Come to a baseball game and they have to yell, acting like they're idiots, beta males. Look at this. Who's he talking to? His mom? Who's he FaceTiming his mom? Telling him he finally talked to a girl? This is embarrassing. Sad, liberal,
powerless little weirdos.
What, buddy? All
right. And then there's a man right there just watching it happen.
You've got to go home with that every night.
Beyonce, come out so you can harass her. I'm going to go get a police officer. So you can step out, okay? Okay? Walk that way or I'm going to get an officer. Please walk that way or I'm going to get an officer because I know what you're about
to
do.
I'm just hanging out by the bathroom.
I know you're going to harass her. I heard you talking about
it. What am I harassing her for?
You were going to harass her.
I
know you were
going to
harass her, right? Right? I know you're going to harass her.
Exactly. They're so drunk.
I'm going to get an officer.
And do what?
Okay, so I can put you in handcuffs and take
your
life.
Freedom of speech, freedom of gun. What's your difference?
If you harass her, I'm going to get an officer.
What's the difference?
Okay.
Her fiance.
Okay.
Your girlfriend's trash and she's
you can stay away from her. I'm going to get an officer.
Oh, you like that?
You can get away. This is the tolerant left right
you're
here.
You're not videotaping me.
Yep.
Me, I'm videotaping me. And they attacked the phone.
they run away.
So to be clear, they've been following you around. They've been attacking. He stands up to them. They attack and run off.
Yep, yep.
Men and women. And again, I'm going to say it. They're almost always white. And it's white people leading this whole movement that white people are inherently bad. And that you, a woman, famously at your university when you graduated, wearing the AR-15 on your back. The idea of a woman being able to protect herself is supposedly so scary and so dangerous.
And that's the thing. And these are the people in the city, around the city that I did it in. So that's what they know me for, is being, having firearms and protecting myself and not being afraid to show that I will protect myself and I have the means to protect myself. It's like they don't care anymore. They know that I carry firearms.
And she stomps over and says, F you, and a bunch of other names.
Yeah, obviously, you can't use a firearm if someone just, you know, calls you names. But it's amazing the lengths that these people will go to.
Well, that's my point, is that they're attacking you because they know that you're someone who believes in the Second Amendment. And it shows how entitled and how deranged they are.
And I don't know if they're just trying to provoke me to see my breaking point to where I finally just, you know, stand up for myself.
No, these are powered. These are power mad people who don't have any power and who just watch mainstream TV and who hate Trump. And so to them, Caitlin Bennett is Donald Trump. And so you deserve to be attacked.
Well, that is pretty flattering for me to be Donald Trump. But it's amazing that they can't even let someone that they don't like it with a political ideology that's different than theirs go to a baseball game. That's how deranged these people are. And this isn't me complaining. I'm not asking for sympathy. I'm not a victim because, you know, I'm a strong female. I'm not a victim. This just goes to show that we need to step away from the Democratic Party. If there's any Democratic listeners out there, you have got to break away from this mind control that's going on.
But let's roll some more footage of this guy. I mean, if TV viewers can see him, he looks like someone that escaped from a mental institution. And we're not saying that to be mean. When you go out to any Democrat event or you run into them, most of them look like they've had a lobotomy.
Yeah, I mean, and he's supposed to be a man. He's supposed to be a man. No girl watching this is going to say, yes, I want that for my future. I want that to be the father of my baby. I want to have a life with him. No one's going to say that looking at this dude. Like I said, he's probably FaceTiming his mom.
I asked Gab McGinnis like 3 years ago, what is peak leftist going to look like? And he said, I don't think there is a peak. It's just going to get crazier and crazier.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, we have AOC. I thought that was the peak. But it's just getting crazier. It's getting crazier.
Have you seen where AOC is now saying that Nancy Pelosi is a racist because Nancy Pelosi gives her too much work to do on the committee she's on?
I don't think I've seen that. No, but I believe it. I believe it. I mean, if she believes that people are actually drinking out of toilet water in detention centers, then she'll say anything. She'll say anything.
Well, I mean, I guess she's a bartender. Nothing wrong with that. But she doesn't know that most members of Congress are lawyers, and lawyer hours are like when they are working like 80 hours a week. That's what they do. They put her on powerful positions right away. That means, lady, you're going to have to work a lot with your criminal agenda. But she doesn't even want to work to carry out the criminal agenda. She's pissed that Pelosi put her in positions of power.
She wants to complain. She wants to get the likes and retweets on Twitter. That's what AOC and people like her are. They want the likes. They want the retweets. They want to be popular. They want to be in the media. They want to be in the headlines. But they don't want to change the things that they're complaining about.
Well, of course, it's the Democrats telling everybody to flood the borders.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and say that we're making people drink out of toilets, which is a damn lie, and calling the Border Patrol agents all Nazis when it's not true. And she says abolish the Border Patrol. Can you imagine if there was no border? I mean, these people are crazy. We'd just be northern Mexico then. And in case you don't know, folks, northern Mexico currently right now is a collapsed, failed area. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Here's some of the news that's been breaking. Court rules President Trump can defund Planned Parenthood. Will cut almost $60 million in taxpayer funding. Shifting gears before we get back into AOC and some more of your phone calls. Here with Caitlin Bennett of Liberty Hangout, riding shotgun with us again. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You have this whole situation with him selling his big jet that he trafficked all these kids on a few weeks before he gets busted again. The whole thing just reeks of a controlled, limited hangout. You've got the Justice Department filled with all these Obama and Clinton and Bush holdovers. You've got Comey's daughter running it. The indictment's very limited. I just wonder what this is really all about. We have another report here. Claire Brothman pleads guilty in NXIVM sex cult case, leaving leader to stand trial alone. We've got clips here where the Lady Rothschild, you know, introducing all these people to all these different groups. It's just amazing. More than 12 new Jeffrey Epstein accusers have come forward. Meanwhile, his temple burned down a few months ago, and now all the special statues and things have been removed. Reportedly, he had a steel safe in a room nobody could enter on the Caribbean island, employees are saying. Everyone knew it was, quote, a pedophile island where kidnapped little kids were taken, not just on his aircraft. That was the girls that were 14, 15. We're talking 10-year-old kids being brought in by sex traffickers by boat to his own, actually two islands. And so it's just disgusting. Work permits link Victoria's Secret billionaire to Epstein's New York house. We've got a whole bunch of these top Obama and Clinton people also on board the aircraft, including Bill Clinton himself. This is what we've always said they're using, shadowy intelligence groups, criminal groups within intelligence agencies, foreign and domestic, using pedophilia as a way to compromise people.
So as you're sitting there reading all these headlines, I'm sitting here thinking, I haven't even heard of that. I haven't even heard of that. It's all this stuff keeps coming out. I feel like the media has had to know about this. The mainstream media has had to know at least about some of this, but they aren't running with it. And it's like, why? Why aren't they running with this? Well, we know why, because they're all in cahoots. The Democrats are all in cahoots with all this stuff. But it's crazy how much stuff just keeps coming out of this. It's hard to wrap your head around it.
I wonder what's going to come out next.
Oh, well, what's next is they're going to try to say Trump did something. The next thing is going to be trying to tie Trump into it even more, which we know, and he has said he has nothing to do with this Epstein stuff. He has nothing to do with the island. He doesn't like him. But the next
and he said you should investigate the island. Speaking of that, here's that clip of the president.
I was not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein, and you watched people yesterday saying that I threw him out of a club. I didn't want anything to do with him. That was many, many years ago. It shows you one thing, that I have good taste. Okay? Now, other people, they went all over with him. They went to his island. They went all over the place. He was very well known in Palm Beach. His island, whatever his island was, wherever it is, I was never there. Find out the people that went to the island. But Jeffrey Epstein was not somebody that I respected. I threw him out. In fact, I think the great James Patterson, who's a member of Mar-a-Lago, made a statement yesterday that many years ago I threw him out. I'm not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein.
Anything on?
Okay, speaking of that, here's Alan Dershowitz, who was a lawyer for Mr. Epstein, telling who he was introduced to Epstein by. Here it is.
I was introduced to him by the Lady Rothschild. The people he hung out with at the time were the president of Harvard, the provost of Harvard.
Yeah,
my relationship with him
places.
was academic. We went to conferences. We had seminars in his office. None of us had any inkling that he had this other life. And as soon as we learned about it, obviously, all of us ended any kind of a social relationship. I then became his lawyer. I'm proud of the fact that I represented him. I represented a lot of controversial people. And we got a deal. Some people criticize the deal, but you can't criticize the defense attorney for trying to get the best deal possible. But I want to categorically again state, I never met this woman. She made it up completely. I will continue to say that till the day I die. And when I die, my children will continue to say it. It's a total categorical lie.
All right, Alan, we appreciate you coming on tonight. This story is explosive, and the underlying allegations against Epstein are horrific. I appreciate your joining us tonight.
Well, folks ask why Dershowitz sued to get these documents of the supposed victim, it's because the documents then showed that he was not listed there. And I know a lot of people make false allegations. The point is Epstein was being protected. Alan Dershowitz's name is not on the manifest of the aircraft. Alan Dershowitz, I don't think there's evidence was involved in this. And I'm not just defending Alan Dershowitz or defending. I think we're seeing things turn into red herrings. Trump, Alan Dershowitz, this over here, that over there. What we know is that there's massive pedophilia around the Clintons in Haiti and in Mexico and in their top people being caught smuggling kids in. Some that end up dead. And Hillary Clinton, the first people she represented as a lawyer. And I get it. You deserve a defense lawyer. But she chose to defend rapists of children, hardcore pedophiles, and then make jokes about it.
I interviewed someone at, again, the 4th of July parade who said that Hillary Clinton's job was to defend this rapist. But she was doing her job, and it's not her fault, and it's okay that she did this. And I was like, how can you call Trump a rapist and then sit there and call Kavanaugh a rapist with no evidence and then sit there and say that Hillary Clinton's okay for choosing to defend this rapist and then laughing about it afterwards?
And then being married to a serial rapist, Bill Clinton. But I mean, the issue is that for these accusers of Kavanaugh, a bunch of them have admitted it was fake. They said, but it's Kavanaugh. He's bad. He deserves for us to say this about him.
It's just sad. It's disgusting. It's hypocritical. And I don't even know what else to say about it. We keep seeing it year after year, and it's not changing. We can point it out as many times as we want, and it's not changing. All this crap can come out about Epstein and the Clintons and what happens in Haiti and everything, but it's not going to change. Nothing's going to happen with that.
Well, how the mainstream media works now is if they can get somebody to lie, they will pay them to do it. And I've experienced this myself where they call up people, they offer them money. A lot of folks say no. They call me and tell me about it. Others take the money. And then they'll just make up completely made up stuff, and then it's published. So, but in the case of Epstein, you have the aircraft. You have the people. You have the hundreds of victims. You have all this going on. And you have all the classic criminals involved being protected, and now they're starting to circle the toilet bowl. All right, we're going to go to break and come back and talk to Matt, Hassan, and Ernie. Then we've got Robert Barnes joining us to talk about the media summit, and Caitlin Bennett will continue to ride shotgun. Please do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, that we are listener-supported, and we're running the 1776 Worldwide Special right now. All the apparel, all the great T-shirts, including designer T-shirts, are 1776. We have 75% to 25% off store-wide on everything, and there are just a lot of great deals. It's your purchase, your ongoing purchase of the products that allows not just what you see here on air, but a lot of other reporters and people who are independent, but that can't basically, obviously, get around the country and do what they do on what YouTube pays them, because YouTube has demonetized a lot of folks. And yes, InfoWars, over the years, and about to expand that, hopefully, it has just helped over 100 different groups, individuals, from Project Veritas to Tommy Robinson, with very large donations, no strings attached. I've made bigger donations to Project Veritas than Trump has, and Trump's made some big ones. Because if I see somebody strategically who's kicking ass, and I've got money that's coming in, I've just give it all away. Well, with all the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits and the globalists, we've gotten to where we are not as flush in money as we once were. And you've been coming through regardless, but I don't want to just sit here and have InfoWars contract. I want InfoWars to expand. We've got some major projects I'm not at liberty to tell you about yet that will devastate the globalists. And you know, I don't just sit there and say to people that we are going to devastate the globalists. We've been doing it. We know how to attack them. We know the truth. We know their real system. We know the blueprint. So that's why we need your support. So get your fish oil, get your best turmeric bodies, get all the other great products that you need every day. Get our great toothpaste, fluoride-free with colloidal silver and iodine fortified. Get your X3. Learn about the iodine conspiracy, the good halogens versus the bad halogens. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And if you really want to help us, go to InfoWarsStore.com on the right-hand top side. There is a banner that says donate, and that way we get 95% of the money that comes in, not just 20% or whatever from a product sale. So, again, just make a straight donation to us, and it will go right into a lot of very exciting projects that we have already launched that are very successful and some others we haven't launched. But I'm telling you, we have never been in a position better covertly to do some amazing things that you'll learn about down the road. So whatever you do, spend that money today at InfoWarsStore.com, a total 360 win. And I thank you all for your support. But we are in your hands. You are in your hands.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.